When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah, connecting to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, indeed, Durud e Pak is a great blessing upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is something seen as very essential and beneficial for you and I. And there are many riwayat in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and showed us its importance. Like one, for instance, that decorate your gatherings by sending salat upon me, for your recitation of durud upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. So make it our habit. You know, gatherings doesn't necessarily mean sitting in a gathering itself, or like a gathering that's formalized that this is a gathering. You can make this even in your house. You're sitting, for example, in the afternoon, after a long day of work, sitting with your family, nothing good to say. We already asked about the day, how was everything, and what was necessary to be discussed. We discuss it. But while sitting, what if we engage ourselves in sending the salat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, encouraging the family, reciting in a beautiful tune, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And you know, it is seen that children, especially infants, they adopt our style, they adopt our characteristics, and they adopt things and they pick up things, especially in their memory and their tongue, that are commonly used in the household. And what better to be used? Imagine a small infant at his growing stages start with the recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He start with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see from there, the tarbiyat becomes easy, the training becomes easy, the connection with Allah becomes immense. And by that, you will have a child that is really the coolness of his parents' eyes. And that's what ultimately every parent wants. I mean, no parent wants to see their children becoming thieves, their children becoming masterminds in theft, their children becoming fraudsters, their children getting involved in drugs, in addictions, in, you know, various other issues and problems. So why not start, especially with a small thing like salat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and start it in our households. You see, charity begins at home. And this itself, durud e pak, is also a form of charity. So make it our habit, inshallah, that when we with them, there's nothing much to say, encouraged to recite salat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we'll see great amount of blessings and barakah in our homes, in our lives, and entirely as a means of salvation for you and I. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, ahla wa sahlan marhaba, and welcome once again to this beautiful silsila, connecting with Allah Almighty, with a beautiful topic of discussion for today, reminding one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, indeed, this is a very vast and important topic for you and I, for our life, especially for our akhirat. Because imagine our life in this world without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the fikr and the worry of the hereafter. And ultimately, we all want to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask ourselves this question, Allahu Akbar, living in our daily life, how much are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much are we making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His favors and His bounties bestowed upon us? How much are we adopting the sunnah of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? You know, we connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as weak individuals, weak servants, it becomes very difficult for us. And at times we see that we go off track. And one of the easiest and simple ways and simple solutions to adopt the way of piety is to adopt the beloved and best teachings of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. By adopting his sunan, his teachings, his practices, his adab, his aqwal, his sayings, then automatically the heart begins to fall in love with him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And by falling in love with him, you fall in love with his practices. And automatically by falling in love with the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately your dhikr and remembrance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Because from amongst the greatest practices of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why a Nabi is sent in this dunya, in fact, to give us the message, to give us the warnings, to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're busy daily. We're busy in our life. And sometimes we don't take heed of this because of how busy we are in our worldly affairs, in our life, that we forget our priorities as a Muslim. We forget what is our rights of Allah Almighty upon us. And in various times in the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, remember me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that make shukr to me. Allah azza wa jal reminds us of the punishments and the horrors of the hereafter. Allah azza wa jal reminds us of his wrath. Allah azza wa jal reminds us of previous religions and them being disobedient to Allah azza wa jal. And what was the punishments put upon them? Like the qawm of Musa ala nabiyyina wa salatu wa salam, when they took the calf in worship, Allah azza wa jal commanded them that kill yourself and that is best for you. Why? Because of one slip. And that was their punishment. But if you look at the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how easy and how simple is our deen? You know, our deen is not too difficult nor too easy. It's just in between, comfortable for everybody. And as Muslims, we have obligations as well. Allah azza wa jal blesses us with so much. Really, had you to count the favors and the bounties of Allah azza wa jal upon us, we'll never be able to. We'll never reach a limit, whether we're using whatever kind of technology, whatever kind of calculation. But you'll never be able to understand and reach a figure of the favors of Allah. But what we need to do is how to show that gratitude and that shukr to Allah is to remember Him, is to do His dhikr, His adhkar, is to make shukr and make gratitude to Him. And one of the greatest forms of gratitude, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is to submit to Allah. And one of the greatest ways of submission is to become punctual and practical with our daily namaz, our daily salahs. Imagine the day of judgment. The very first question that will be asked will be regarding namaz, salah. Imagine in this dunya we find so much of excuses, so much of reasoning for something that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us with. Aqimus salah, establish prayer. And 5 times a day, we are even reminded by the muazzins throughout the entire world. So many masajids, 5 times a day. Adhan is going on, reminding us, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, come to salah, come to success. We want success, we're striving for success. We are reminded on a daily basis, 5 times a day, by the muazzins, what is success? What is the key to success? The key to success is salah. Subhanallah. Allah blesses us with 24 hours in a day. And from that 24 hours, if you break it down and you start to see how much of time I have for myself, how much of time I have for my priorities to be sustained or to keep myself busy, and you ask yourself $1 million question, how much of time from the 24 hours or how many hours have I dedicated for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? If you put salah 5 times a day, approximately for each salah, if you had to calculate 20 minutes for salah, 20 times 5, that is 100 minutes. And that 100 minutes, just for the necessities, the fard, the sunnah. Ask ourselves, are we really giving that 100 minutes for the salah that is prioritized? It is categorical. If a person becomes intellectual, if a person becomes baligh, is he submitting? Is he following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And indeed, Allah azza wa jal does not need our salahs. Allah azza wa jal does not need our worship or ibadah. But in reality, that is for us. You know, a sultan, a king have servants and slaves. And yes, those slaves have duties and responsibilities. But in order for them to gain a special favor from the master, or gain his closeness, or gain his favors and his bounties, then they got to do extra from their side. They got to do things out of love and compassion and passion. Us as Muslims also, we need to start doing things and developing this mind that my worship for Allah Azza wa Jalla got to be with compassion and love. And then we will enjoy doing worship. It won't become a burden, but rather it will become a practice that you ultimately love doing, you enjoy doing. And this is how our connection or our mind should be set with our five salahs. And that's just one aspect of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a very elite ibadat and worship in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, a person that misses his salahs deliberately, without any valid reason, without any shari'i reason, continuously, part of his habit, that could be very critical for someone's iman. It could in fact push someone away from iman, push him out of the folds of Islam. But us as Muslims, the biggest problem is in that we don't understand our priorities. We don't balance our time. We don't understand or try to categorize ourselves as being a normal servant or civilian in this dunya compared to being an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is true success. That is great benefit. So just this one aspect of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we will go as the episode goes on. We are going to go in many other narrations like the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what they would do to remind one another of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just contemplate and think for now, there's one very great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great form of practically reminding others even of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our salah. Really, are we really doing justice with it? Are we prioritizing our time with our namaz? It is part of our schedule. As a Muslim, it should be number one, top ranked, time based on our rosters, on our schedules for the day. So that we get our priorities light between being a civilian in the world and number one is being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then by that you will see you remembering Allah, automatically your family will start to see you. And the Prophet mentioned, كُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْعُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ, that every single one of you is shepherds. And every single one of you will be asked and questioned regarding how you took care of your flock. What is your flock? Your family. The household. The day of judgment, he mentioned that even your wives and your children will come against you, stand against you. Why? Because in this dunya, you was heedless. You did not take care of this amanat of salah that Allah has blessed us, this iman that Allah has blessed us with, the ibadat and the worship, and sharia putting rules and regulations in front of us for our own benefit, our own self. I mean, we've heard in previous episodes of this beautiful silsila regarding what happens and how people get indulged in this dunya and how fatal it could be for our akhirah. That in essence will be lost. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, make firm intention from today that especially with this great remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our five times salah, we will put that as top priority in our schedule. We will become practical. We will submit to Allah because end of the day, we want to earn Allah's pleasure. Nobody wants to earn Allah's wrath. And so that it becomes easy for us, especially on the day of Mahshar, when we are asked regarding it, that great remembrance of Allah. We are not stumbling. We are not lost with words. On that day, our hands would speak for itself. Our tongues would speak for itself. Our eyes would speak for itself. Our legs would speak for itself. Your limbs would speak. On that day, what excuse we're going to bring forth? Everything will end up speaking and putting cases against us. And we obviously want to avoid that at utmost. So inshallah, from today we make firm intention to viewers of Madani channel that we will become punctual with our five salahs, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have started off with a practical example and one of the greatest examples of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is of salah, the greatest of ibadats, which is also known as afdalul ibadat. In submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, he reports, a gathering overseen by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place wherein the honorable companions, alayhim rahma, was present. And then the best companions, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who possesses most virtue from those who perform jihad? He answered, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. That those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. The companions radiallahu ta'ala asked again. And they said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is most superior from those who fast? For example, of 100 people fasted, who holds most virtue from amongst them? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. Those of you who remembered Allah in abundance. Allahu Akbar. Everyone is fasting, whilst bearing hunger and thirst. Yet, a person who remembers Allah in abundance for the most is even greater than them. Allahu Akbar. Contemplate and think for a moment, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How important, how beneficial is this to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just remember Allah in abundance. That it holds so much of great value, so much of essence, that even greater than a person that goes and strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even greater than 100 people that fast. Allahu Akbar. And then this gathering takes place, it goes on further. And the companions, subhanallah, understand how beautiful this gathering was. Who are the students, the best companions, alayhim rahmatul ridwan, and the teacher is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What a blessed and what a great and high rank gathering this was, subhanallah, of educating, subhanallah, where the king of the prophets, alayhim salam, the best of the creation, the habib of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatest of humanity after the anbiya, alayhim salam, the best companions of Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam, in this gathering. Then they further go on, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam, who is most virtuous from those who pray? Who is most virtuous from those who pay zakah? He asked, about every form of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after each question, gave the same reply. Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. That the one who remembers Allah the most, the one who remembers Allah the most, the one who remembers Allah the most. Allahu Akbar. And then, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. The first Khalifa of the Mu'mineen, the greatest of mankind after the Anbiya alayhi salam, radiallahu ta'ala, he turned to Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu ta'ala and declared, O Umar, it seems like only those who remember Allah is greater to every form of goodness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And when this conversation took place, and what a beautiful, like I mentioned, gathering this was, where the blessed companions conversing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like having a conversation with them, and then you got the Khulafa'i Rashidin sitting, and then they are hinting, and then they are discussing about this matter of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looks at them and says, Ajal, yes, O Abu Bakr, this is indeed the case. Those who remember Allah and make dhikr of Him in abundance attain every form of goodness. Allahu Akbar. You know, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must understand that it helps us to attain love for worship. And love for worship gains us close proximity with Allah Almighty. That builds our level of taqwa in our heart, our piety. And as I mentioned earlier, that one of the easiest forms of doing this is to connect yourself with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then ultimately, you gain the love for ibadat, for worship, because his entire life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physical life in this dunya, was to worship Allah and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Now, when we strive, when we try, we gain taqwa, and by that, automatically you gain hatred for sins. And then you save yourself from so many other sins. Because when taqwa builds in the fear of Allah, then you become conscious of sins. That, hold on, I'm doing this. Is this action going to be an action of benefit for me in the world, in the akhirah? Or is this action going to lead me to heedlessness? Is this action going to lead me to a loss? Allah. So piety, and the success in the key of piety, is to do dhikr, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why even Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions to us in the Holy Quran as well, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That, O believers, remember Allah abundantly. And this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember Allah in abundance, such that people call you insane and crazy just for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised one of his companions that always keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala comments beautifully on this best hadith by saying that it is possible the questioner was asking about optional worships to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there are so many optional worships to perform. I said, tell me which one I can cling to firmly and like master it. The Prophet replied, to remember Allah. And that is ultimately the goal of all our actions. No matter how great it is, no matter whether it is fard, whether it is mustahab, in essence, it's all to ultimately connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain that level of piety, proximity, to gain ultimately taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the remembrance of Allah is so important. That imagine if you go far away from the remembrance of Allah, from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will the state of our tongues be? As it is, you know, we're in such a time, or the world has come to such, that people are not even mindful of their speech or how they are conversing, what words are they saying, whether the sentence that I'm saying is appropriate for the situation or the time or the environment that I'm around, or whether does it make sense for me to use vulgar all the time, foul speech all the time, people engross themselves in ribat, which is haram. Allahu Akbar. So many sins. But if we are always mindful of the remembrance of Allah, then imagine what a beautiful, diverse society we'll have. Diverse world, a world where everything's adjusting accordingly and forming and being placed according to where it is needed. And that itself will save us from sin, grant us hatred for sin, and also ultimately protecting our iman at the end of the day. Because now you'll be cautious and mindful of what am I saying, what action am I doing. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is a renowned companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the last time I met the final Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left this world, I asked him, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best action that draws one closer to Allah? He replied, أَنْتَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that death should reach you whilst your tongue is moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains this blessed hadith in Mubarakah, he shows light on it to make us understand. This means the tongue should be occupied with some form of Allah dhikr at all times. As one does not know when death will arrive, and when the angel of death alayhi salam arrives, you should not be engrossed in negligence. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us life like this, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madri channel, we have heard so many blessed hadith mubarakah, and who better from hearing from the blessed companions alayhim rahmah, because we see that they learned directly from the best of teachers sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now how do we adopt this remembrance, this piety, this taqwa in engaging ourselves in remembering Allah? We should excessively recite the blessed Quran. Set a time in the day. The best time is normally after Fajr Salah. Between Fajr Salah and sunrise at that time, the best of times, because you know it's quiet, it's cool. You know, there is a sort of motivation towards ibadah even at that time. Recite Quran, the blessed kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Quran is, you know, the solution for everything. Every wet and dry thing is in this Quran. Every solution is in the blessed Quran. We want advice. Who better but from learning? Because Quran, one of the greatest things of Quran, especially for us, is that it gives us life lessons, especially from previous nations, previous ummahs, regarding when they went astray, when they disobeyed Allah, when they did certain actions, then how they were dealt with. And we are so blessed in this ummah that if we do a wrong, or if we make a guna and we know it's wrong, all we have to do is turn to Allah with a sincere heart, with regret, and make firm tawbah, firm intention that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm never going to do this sin or this mistake again. Whereas previous nations, what was their condition? That they, like the Qawm of Musa alayhi salam, as I mentioned earlier, that they had to kill themselves. Why? Because of worshipping the calf or taking the calf in worship, they had to assassinate themselves. And that, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, was the best thing that they could do for themselves. But us, as the best of ummahs, as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a mercy to the entire universe, that we see even our level of ibadat is so relaxed compared to other nations. Had we done wrong, we are told to reflect, think, accept, have that remorse in your heart, have that guilty conscious feeling in your heart. So Quran is one of those ways to give us excessive remembrance or to connect us in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is to remember the beautiful sifat, the beautiful names, Isma Jalalat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each name holds a special quality. And imagine you excessively reciting the names of Allah. You know, then it becomes part of your character. It becomes part of your life. Then imagine the resolution that we'll have and the effect. Because that's the name of the ultimate creator, Azza wa Jal. Allah, He is supreme. Then the adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing nawafil salah, reciting salat upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then becoming abundant in or becoming punctual in our five daily salah, and especially those salahs that were fard on us. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a very vast topic. But just with these few notes or these few points that have been discussed today, grasp them, understand them, note them down, and try to implement in our life, becoming practical in remembrance of Quran, in our five-time daily salahs, in the names of Allah, and keeping in heed the greatness of the one that ponders and remembers Allah, that even that person is greater than those that give in the path of Allah, that goes in jihad in the path of Allah, even fast for Allah. The one that just thinks of Allah, remembers Allah, does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best companions, alayhim rahmah, they have asked so many things again and again. And always the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, remember Allah in abundance. And may we also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do his dhikr according to how he must be remembered, inshallah. And may that become a means of a game changer in our life, in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. Until then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, enjoy this blessed and mubarak month of Ramadan al-Mubarakah. And remember that Ramadan is so mubarak and so blessed, subhanallah, azza wa jal, that it evolves around forgiveness and rahmah. So especially at the time of iftar, raise our hands, ask Allah for tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness, inshallah, and attain the rahmah and the blessings of this month. Until then, keep good, stay good, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah.